secret agent, criminal mastermind, or Australia's answer to Robin Hood.
He was quite brilliant. He was a crook.
Mark for Now presents a bizarre true crime mystery.
One of the wildest stories in Australian modern history.
It was like a day in James Bond, really.
The man who fooled a nation.
Did he ever tell you he was a spy?
Whoa, that got my attention.
Australia's greatest con man. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ali fled Iran with his longtime partner 10 years ago. Their same-sex relationships are criminalized, and the pair experienced severe hardships, discrimination, and fear for their lives. His identity has been obscured for this reason.
The punishment for being LGBTIQA+ is death penalty, but also from the community and the families we face also. Discrimination, bullying, violence.
Seeking asylum in Turkey, Ali and his partner waited for 6 years before they were granted a humanitarian visa to Australia. While identifying as LGBTQI+ in Turkey is not criminalized, there's widespread discrimination and an ongoing crackdown by authorities.
I lost one of my friends in August, 6 months ago. Who fled Iran seeking safety in Turkey, but unfortunately he couldn't make it to safety. He was murdered by his neighbor and by his close friend.
A new national program called Bridge to Safety is aiming to address gaps like this, providing a specific humanitarian pathway to Australia for people from the LGBTQI+ community. Delivered by the Forcibly Displaced People Network and the Refugee Advice and Casework Service Center, priority processing is available for people who have fled their home country, with emphasis on those based in Asia and the Pacific. Gretel Emerson is a senior solicitor and the LGBTQI+ lead at the Refugee Advice and Casework Services.
One of the main barriers we've seen, both offshore and onshore, for people seeking protection has been that it involves a lot of self-disclosure of someone's identity to a government or an authority, which can be a really unsafe and daunting process for someone who is queer or gender diverse.
Renee Dixon is the co-founder of the Forcibly Displaced People Network.
So we're trying to organize the holistic approach of support of our community members who is in acute need of protection. It was designed and led and proposed by the community members themselves, who went through the system, who knows how the system can fail them.
According to the United Nations, there are 2.5 million people in need of resettlement, with 800,000 located in the Asia-Pacific region. Less than 1% of the world's refugees are resettled annually. Humanitarian organizations estimate between 3 to 6% of all refugees identify as LGBTQI+. Dr. Tristan Harley is a senior research associate at the University of New South Wales Calder Centre.
The Bridge to Safety program does not expand Australia's humanitarian resettlement program, but rather seeks to strengthen its implementation. One of the striking things about the Bridge to Safety program is the way that it brings together community expertise and knowledge into formal government decision-making processes.
According to the Department of Home Affairs, this new partnership will help identify LGBTQIA+ refugees facing discrimination, so their applications under the Special Humanitarian Program, subclass 202, of the Humanitarian Visa Program can be processed in accordance with Australian government policy. For Ali, he hopes this program can provide solace for those still waiting in limbo.
It's a light at the end of the tunnel for me and for all the people in suffering in Turkey. And I inform some of my friends, look, this is a hope for you.
Lera Schwietz, SBS News.
Happy Lunar New Year! Celebrate with SBS again this year with our offering of movies, podcasts, and more. Search online for SBS LNY to find out more.